Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever realized how many conversations that you say or that you speak in a particular day? They say that the average person has, how many do you think, in a day? 12 conversations in a day. Boy, if you do the math with that, that's 12 conversations, and if you keep that pace and you live to 90 years, I computed and did the calculation, guess how many conversations you're going to have in your lifetime? 400,000. Wow, that's a lot of talking, that's a lot of listening, a lot of dialoguing back and forth, isn't it? Conversations can really have three levels to them. To teach here in this sermon, I'm going to suggest there's three different levels. There can be surface-level conversations. That's safe. Doesn't take anybody anywhere. Doesn't go very deep. But it's safe, and oftentimes we have surface-level conversations. Here's some examples of surface-level conversations. The weather outside today sure is bad. Or, who are you going to root for in the football game later? Sometimes even saying, how are you doing, without really genuinely meaning it, can really just be a surface-level type of conversation. Surface-level conversations don't launch people, actually. Keeps them right where they are. Then there can be very deep conversations. Now, very deep conversations actually don't help all that much either, because they kind of catch people off guard. They're so deep and intense. How would you respond if someone came up to you and started a conversation by saying, can you share with me your deepest, darkest secret? How do you feel about that? I get clammed up. I don't want to get in conversations like that. Or what if someone came up to you and said, can you share with me your worst sin that you've ever committed? Ooh, that is a way to shut people down. Any church that does such a thing, they're probably not going to have a lot of dialogue happening in their church. Mid-level conversations. Not shallow, not intensely deep. Mid-level conversations launch people, I'm going to suggest today. Take them to powerful places. And if you have mid-level conversations, wonderful things can happen in life, and wonderful connections can be made with people. Here are some examples of mid-level conversations. What was your high and low this past week? Here's another one. Can you share with me a time that you were lonely? Can you open up a time in which you felt really happy? Can you share with me your dreams, your ambitions? What would happen if we kept track, better track of our conversations in the day? Your life would improve. What if we kept track of our conversations, and instead of having 12 shallow conversations, we had at least one mid-level conversation launched somebody else? Now, I bring this up because as I study Jesus and his conversations with people, I think Jesus lands over and in almost every conversation at mid-level style conversations. You're never going to read in the Gospels a moment where Jesus says, boy, the weather sure is nice out here today, Peter. Not going to find that. That doesn't occur. You're not going to hear Jesus say, the camel dealership across town's fantastic. They've got some sales. Not in the Gospels. You're also not going to find deep, intense conversations from Jesus, like Mary Magdalene, please tell me what's the worst sin that you've ever committed. He doesn't investigate sins. Doesn't do that. Jesus has a hunger to draw out the desires and ambitions of others, to really engage with them in a way to launch them forward in life. This is why he called Zacchaeus down from the tree. Let's have dinner together. This is why he went to a little town called Bethany. He could have healed Lazarus from a long time away. He wanted to engage in conversation with two sisters in their time of grief. And by the way, I share all this because do you realize that today's passage that you memorized as a child, do you realize that this happens in a conversation between two people, Jesus and a man named Nicodemus. Jesus wanted to launch Nicodemus into the future. Launch Nicodemus in a whole new way of looking at the world. Launch him in a specific teaching. Now, before I go on, I should just pause for a moment and say that there are some scholars who say that this isn't a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Did you know that the early Greek New Testament has no punctuation? Some of you are shaking in your boots. What? No punctuation? There is none in Greek. There are no quotation marks. So for that reason, some translations do an interpretive take on this, and they actually say that this is the gospel writer John giving explanation of things. There are many translations, if you pick it up, this part will be in black. Now there are some scholars, and I fall into this camp, and actually our reading fell into this camp. It puts quotations around verses 16 through 21. Some of the red letter Bibles will make sure that this section is in red because it's saying this is a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.